Blog Talk Radio. TheHulaRadio.com, the internet's official Caribbean gospel station.
Righteousness exalts the nation, but sinners are approaching to any peace. It's always good for evil and the devil have to be a double stitcher. The ambassador of Christ without apology preaching the gospel. Yeah.
When it's Caribbean, when it's gospel, it's Tehila Radio, it's TehilaRadio.com.
Everybody listen, I got a confession. First calm down, I ain't want nobody stressing. The truth about it all, I'ma teach y'all a lesson. This song ain't just a song, it's a blessing.
Now you're dancing to the music, now you can't refuse it. Hands in the air like you about to lose it.
Feeling like sunshine, even when it's winter time. Now your sister got no
business. This is Monty J. Now what I gotta say,
some get ready music. Well, I'm going to click on our judges that are on the phone. I know Master Don is in Italy, and he'll probably be calling in later when it's time to, make the decision. But right now, we're going to click on the two that's here in Detroit. So I'm telling y'all, I almost lost it for a minute. I'm like, wait a minute, am I on radio? But that was what I call get ready music, getting in the mood of things on tonight. And so, first of all, let me start off before I click the judges on. First of all, we just thank you all that are listening in now all over the world to the Top 12 Countdown. Woo! The Top 12 Artists Countdown with the Angels of Melody Nations Live. And we just thank God for all of you that are listening in through all of Africa, all of those that are listening in through all of Italy and Greece, and we have people just listening in. I'm telling you, we thank God for even our dear brother Mastodon, gospel recording artist there in Italy. He's going to be traveling tomorrow, y'all, and so he's on tonight. I know he's tired, but we appreciate you, Mastodon. That's why. Seriously, I do what I do a lot for the artists, and I go out the way because they press their way and be on and listen in, even when they're tired, even when they, you know what I'm saying, just going through, you know. But I appreciate, and they know that. So I just thank God for Mastodon on tonight. Like I said, he will call in when we get finished with the artists, because, you know, you got to have credits to be sitting online like that and calling in from Italy like that. That's a lot. You know what I'm saying? So he is listening in, and we'll call in. But we just thank God for Africa tuning in, for America, for everybody that's listening in tonight, those that are on Twitter, wherever you may be listening into this great program. We just want to say God bless you. So right now we're going to click on our brothers here, Rayshon and Caleb Foster. So let me get their mics on right now so they can say something and what they think tonight is going to be. Rayshon, hey, how are you? And Caleb.
I'm good.
With y'all over there dancing. Was y'all dancing? Caleb, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Well, yeah. God bless both of y'all.
Amen. Yes.
Yeah, we can hear you. We can hear you a little bit. Yeah. Right. So, what y'all thought about our Get Ready music?
Well, it was definitely getting us ready.
Caleb,
I know what we're in for. I'll say that much.
Oh, wow. Cool. Well, first of all, Caleb, I'm going to start off with you, and I want you to just share a little word on what you expected tonight to be like.
Well, I know the last time that we, and what's up, my brother, Rayshon? I got to call you, dude, so we can talk. But I'm expecting, you know, kind of like what it was last time. Hopefully it won't be as difficult, because last time, boy, it was hard. So I'm just expecting to hear some good music tonight. That's what I'm expecting. I'm going to put the phone on mute because I'm doing a lot and I don't want to distract from the broadcast.
Okay, but are you going to be able to write down the name?
Oh, yeah,
so
I'm here. Don't worry about that.
Yeah.
I'm ready.
Because you're good at that, Caleb, talking about the second one that was playing, the third, and I'll be thinking like, I didn't keep in order. So
I'm gonna let Pastor Caldwell say hey, Pastor Caldwell.
Oh,
don't listen to
him.
This is Pastor Frankenstein.
Pastor Frankenstein.
We broadcast live over in Africa and all the other countries.
Pastor Frankenstein, I was created by my master.
This is most your pastor. No, this is.
Go ahead, Tanya. We listening. I got an audience to enjoy the show.
All right. Okay. Now, Rayshon, what you expected for tonight to be like?
Well, I'm expecting what I always expect: for God to move, for God to have His way, and for this music to minister and to bless other people around the world. And so I'm excited for God to do some great things and hear some great music, of course, and get on down and praise and dance and jump and shout on mute while I'm on mute, though. And, you know,
all
just
right.
Have a...
Yeah, because, you know, y'all phones are not open. Once I start playing music and talking, y'all phones will come unmuted once, you know, when we get ready to make the decision. So what I want y'all to do, even Mastodon that's listening in, what makes it easier for me is when I say the name of the person, you can just write the name down, even if you feel like you're not spelling it right. I'll try to spell it for y'all, and y'all can write the name down, and that way when you make the decision, it's easier to say who it was, and that way I know which song, because when I call off the names, I'm just calling. I'm not keeping it in order. I'm just saying who is who, because I have a list myself, and I might sometimes not go by what my list is saying. I might not go how it's, you know, on the Facebook posted, but it's still the all 12 artists. So even if y'all can write it down or if you can remember the name of the song or something, that will help, you know. But I would say the names, because it don't matter about the song. It's the names that we have to remember, who you think should win first, second, and third place. So this time we're going to start it a little earlier so we can have enough time towards the end. So what I'm going to do, Rayshawn, I'm going to put you on hold. Now, you remember the music I just played, Bringing Us On?
Yes.
I'm going to play 3 minutes of that again, because there's a lot of people that's just now saying, Angel, I'm on. We're tuned in. And I'm calling that the Get Ready music, because it's really getting me jittery over here. I don't know about nobody else, but I know I'm getting excited by listening to it. And what I'm going to do is play 2 or 3 minutes of it, and right after that, we're going to go into our first artist. So can y'all write this name down now? I want y'all to write this name down now. The first artist name is going to be is the Phoenix, because I'm going to go straight into his music. And once we play that one song, then I'm going to be naming each artist and the name of the song as we go. Is that fine? So do y'all have that? The Phoenix.
Okay.
And I'm going to repeat it again after I play his song, too. I'm going to say that was the Phoenix. Okay. So right now what I'm going to do, I'm putting you on hold, Rayshawn. And Caleb, I know y'all listening in. Master Don, I know that you are listening in. And I know all of you out there are listening as well. So what we're going to do here is a couple of minutes of this of our Getting Ready music again. Let's hear it again. And then we're going straight into our first artist tonight, the Phoenix. We're going to go into his song. All right, here we go.
TahilaRadio.com, the internet's official Caribbean gospel station.
Right, justice is God's in the nation, but sinners are approaching to any people. It's always good for evil and the devil of the fear. Double, stitch it. The ambassador of Christ without apology preaching the gospel. Yeah.
When it's Caribbean, when it's gospel, it's Tahila Radio, it's TahilaRadio.com.
Stitch it.
Music, now you can't refuse it. Hands in the air like you about to lose it. Feeling like sunshine. come them up like critter. Run to the finish, them now coming up with her. Me no need not a energy trick, me full of bigger life. Me a shine for because the name glitter. Blessing it a give it to me, want me, me more glitter. Bring this a one up to the whole perimeter. Africa, America to the whole Caribbean. Can't hold me back with the hand, the only hand. Can't stop full of pressure, the whole Caribbean.
Yeah, I keep it rocking like the Beastie Boys. I give the devil hell until I meet the Lord. I talk to the spirit without a Ouija board. With a swagger that's as dirty as the kitchen.
All right. I had to interrupt that for a minute because the way that the Phoenix flows in, I didn't want y'all thinking that was part of the mix because it wasn't. So we're now starting the countdown. Now it begins. All right. So here we go with our first artist, which is, once again, the Phoenix. All right. Y'all have that down. The Phoenix. Name of the song is Will Them In. This is the name of it, Will Them In, The Phoenix.
Yeah, I keep it rocking like the Beastie Boys. I give the devil hell until I meet the Lord. I talk to the spirit without a Ouija board. With a swagger that's as dirty as the kitchen floor. Yeah, I think outside the box. And I got everything but a writer's block. I'm swimming in this beat without a scuba gear. I just came back from heaven, I brought these rhymes as a souvenir. Yeah, I'm far from perfect in my eyesight. And I know I'm not as holy as I might like. But I'm trying to live Christ-like and act right. And in this dark world, try to be a bright light. And to the devil, I'm a menace. They wonder how I burst onto the scene like an appendix. I use my mind as a real weapon. I'm pregnant with a dream so big, I need a C-section. I got a boy's charm, but I'm a grown. I eat beets like a lion with an empty stomach. And my aroma can wake you out of a coma. I gave my heart to music, I guess I'm an organ donor. No labels, I am signed to the kingdom. I was once a slave to sin, but Christ died for my freedom. Gotta live up to the name that he gave up for my sins. So every little chance I get, I tell him Jesus is the King. And shout out to Larry Como. World Cup flow, I give him hope like Solo. I put my issues in the hands of the Lord, and he comes down on them all like the hammer of Thor. I can rap on any level, rock, pop, or heavy metal. On my quest for success, I am way ahead of schedule. You know the team, you know the dream. Though I don't recycle rhymes, yet my flow is going green. A fan told me, Mateo, I love your new song. Every time I hear you rap, I get them goosebumps. I just laugh and I say, it's not Obi. It's all God, I never take the glory. Yeah. They say a picture's worth a thousand words. I guess they'll view me as Picasso when my album heard. And the devil feels me coming like an earthquake. And I got them all nervous like a first date. G.I.M. is the crew that I roll with. They say I got potential, but I don't ever show it. They say that I'm a poet, and I didn't even know it. I treat all my chances like cash, and I blow it. Nah, I sew it like farming's my job. And this time around, I am wearing the whole armor of God. I'm protected in recession, I'm not affected. They throw in Hail Marys, all I do is intercept it. Pick six like Sanders. I take it to the house where my family's waiting for me. With a wish list like Santa. Even though it feels odd now, but it comes with the job now. And I just thank God now that I'm the breadwinner. We used to eat ramen noodles and now it's steak dinner. We cake ginger, yeah. And everything is name brand and designer clothes. And I just keep on praising him till it's my time to go. Whoa, he made me king like Caesar. And that's why I always read the word on my leisure. The kingdom suffers
you with me? Cause if you down, then let us go into the city and spread the word to the living, to those who need it. There's hope after all, because the king has risen. 3 days was all it took. You can check the books. My mixtape is fish bait, and this year is the hook. I will amend. I will amend. Home for you, I will amend. Like salmon, I will amend. And this planet that I'm in, understand that I'm a king. And those trying to steal my joy, get your hands up my jeans. Understand that I'm a king. And those trying to steal my joy, well, you know what I mean. Phoenix.
All right. I'm telling you, that was not right there. That's hot. All right. So once again, that was Phoenix, the Phoenix. And the name of that song was Will Them In. I don't even have to say the name of the songs, like I said. I'm just going to say the artist name. And y'all write down the artist name right now. Whoever you think should come in first, second, and third, that's how we going to do it. So again, that was the Phoenix. Our second one is Levi Sabero there in Trinidad. And this song is called Make Me More.
Your role that I want, and I 3.
Wow. Wow. That was Levi Sabero. Can y'all hear that, right? That second one was Levi Sabero. That was who you heard in Make Me More. Wow. Again, that the first person you heard was called The Phoenix. The second artist you just heard just now is Levi, that's L-E-V-I, Sabero, S-U-B-E-R-O. All right. Now, moving on. I don't know what happened to our our judge, Caleb Foster, here, but we're going to keep on moving. Our next song here is Brother Philemon. I think I'm saying the name right. If I'm not, he knows who he is. But we have Brother Philemon Akon. Can y'all remember that? Brother Philemon, I think I'm saying it right. That's P-H-I-L-E-M-O-N. And the last name is A-C-K-O-N. And the name of this song is called I'm Thirsty.
All you fill me up with your living water. All you fill me up with your living water.
Lord, here I am, longing for your touch. I'm
you
All right. That was our brother, once again, brother Philemon. I think I'm saying it, Akon. But that was I'm Thirsty. And so we thank God for that song. And so moving on to the next, I'm telling y'all, God have to help me with these names. I'm trying. Let me see. Bukumni. I think I'm saying it right. Bukumni. But anyway, it's B-U-K-U-N-M-I. That's B as in boy, U-K-U-N-M-I. Sister, I know I'm messing up your if you listening in, I got your name all jacked up right now. But we thank God. It's bunking me. I think that's the name of that. I think that's buking me or bunking me. But it's B-U-K-U-N-M-I for the judges to write down. And she has a great song here that we're about to play called O Touché. And so we're going to play it right now.
Thank you.
All right. I think I got the name right now. I have Master Don teaching me here. But I think you pronounce her name Bukumi. Am I saying that right, brother? I think I got it right. Bukumi. I think that's it. So we thank God for her. And that's Bukunmi. That's Bukunmi to all the judges that need to write that down, Bukumi. And we thank God for her. And that song is Otashe. And so now, next, moving on back, we have, Pidonce. That's P-I-D-O-N-Z, Pidonce, there in Nigeria. And this is his song that we're going to play for tonight.
Of why the love you have for me, the things where you did do, I don't deserve this love. When you pour that water, oh, when you pour that God, oh, when you sing.
All right, that was Pidonce, And so we thank God for him. So y'all write that name down, Pidonz, P-I-D-O-N-Z. And we thank God for him. That was our other artist. Now we have Elder Daniel. I don't even want to pronounce the last name. I had it right for a while, and then I just, like, forgot again, so I'm not even going to go there. So he knows I just call him Elder Daniel. But everybody know our brother, Elder Daniel, in the UK. So write down Elder Daniel, and this is a song we're going to play by him, As I Live, I Will Praise You. Daniel, Elder Daniel.
Holy Lord, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
As I live,
I will praise you.
Wow. That was Elder Daniel. So write that down. Elder Daniel. You are God. Wow. As I live. All right. So, again, that's Elder Daniel. Moving on along, we have Aluchi, our sister there in Nigeria. Aluchi singing Lift Your Name. Aluchi. If you want to know how to spell it, it's O-L-U-C-H-I, Oluchi. And this is Lift Your Name.
Everybody, on you good, I'll find a mega easy. Everybody, on you good, I'll find a mega easy. Let our creation arise. I praise your creator. For that is the power of creation. For
he's worthy.
So the world
worthy.
For he's worthy. I say, let us praise.
Yeah.
And now we're going to our next artist named Leaky. That's L-E-A-K-E-Y. Leaky. L-E-A-K-E-Y. Young Gospel. That's Leaky Young Gospel in Kenya. And this is I Pray.
Not far from Jesus again, yeah.
I pray every day.
Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day.
I wake up in the morning. I feel at ease. I feel alright with no disease. My Lord, that's all I need. Without Jesus, man, you can't succeed. We are in the presence of our Lord Jesus, the one and only Savior who dearly loves us. We worship through his name, there ain't no trespass. Protected by the power of the Holy Spirit. Hey, holy hip hop, this is what we do it. The evil don't like when we keep on praising. We praise all the time to the Alamo. Morning, in the early morning, everybody singing. Hey.
Jesus, I love you. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love you. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love you. I pray.
Prayer like incense, speak some tongues. All of them pressure, pray them out. And on your knees, go and pray them out. Pray intercession, pray it out. Pray for the nation, with no doubt. Pray with the feet and pray it out. And all you need, you'll get no doubt.
Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love him. I pray every day.
Lord, set me free. Lord, bless me. Then use me. Bring me close to thee. Please change me. Teach me how to pray and then believe. The poor and the weak fulfill their needs. Broken families, give them unity. My brothers on the block, Lord, give them peace. Show them the truth and live in it. I pray for my country, down on my knees. Bribery, robbery, killing us in peace. May you increase as the all decrees. Give us the latter and the Holy Spirit.
Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day. Jesus, I love him. I pray every day. I pray every day. I pray every day.
right, all right, all right. Wow. Awesome. That is I Pray. And again, that artist's name was Leaky. Again, his name is Leaky. And the name of the song is I Pray. Now, we're moving on along to St. Paul. Yes, St. Paul. Where I Fode. Yes, this is the song by St. Paul.
Symbolic beauty, the gospel bomba. Okay, now.
Diary David in a song called I Love You.
I love you.
All right, all right. That was Dairi David. That's D-A-R-E. D-A-R-E. That's Dairi and then David, D-A-V-I-D. Dairi David, that's who you just heard singing I Love You, Dairi David. Next, we have Ruthie. That's Ruthie, R-U-T-H-Y, Ruthie, and Call on Me.
Thank you.
Cry Ruthie. And now we got the last one. And after this last one, we want Master Don to call in, and we're going to have all three judges make a decision. And after that, we have a little time. We're going to play some music that you can dance and party to on tonight, crushing the devil's skull in, letting him know that you got the victory. Yes. Amen. How many devil crushers or head crushers we got out there? It's time to crack jaws, my God, and let that devil know that he ain't got nothing, that we have the victory. I'm telling you, all we got to do is call on the Lord, and he is there. So I'm telling you, I'm getting hyped because I'm feeling this thing. Now I'm ready to let loose. And so right now, we have our last one for tonight, and that's KC Maduka there in Germany on tonight. And he has a song called Holy Ghost Do It. And we saying Holy Ghost Do It on tonight. Yes, this is KC Maduka and Holy Ghost Do It.
Never win.
Do it right now.
All right, all right, all right. Holy Ghost, do it. I know that's right. My God, we need the Holy Ghost to do it. I need him to do some stuff. I need the Holy Ghost to move. I'm telling you, I don't know about y'all. But this thing was good. We're waiting on Master Don to call in from Italy, and after that, once he called in, he's calling in now. And after that, we're going to go ahead. I'm unmuting the phones now. So, Caleb, we got you coming on now, and Rayshawn. Y'all mics are now on. Hello. I tried to make it easy tonight. All right, we got our brother, Master Don, on the air with us on tonight. And so I'm trying to get these mics. Okay. Master Don, you there?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, wow, I hear you real good on this one. Now, the last time you sounded kind of long distance, but you sound like you in my kitchen. Is you in my kitchen messing with my barbecue chicken in there? Be like, Master Don is in there. Eat my chicken up. No. We thank God. We thank God for y'all. So we have Rayshawn, we have Master Don, and we have Caleb Foster. All three. Okay, I know you there, Master Don. Rayshawn, you on with me? And Caleb, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. It's so quiet in y'all backgrounds. I'm like, wow. It didn't sound like
nobody. I
want
you to hear all this noise.
Oh, okay. All right. So who we got going tonight? Y'all, do I need to play that music when it says doom, 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 doom? Be like, service it, and all right, so. All right, y'all, we're going to be first, second, and third on tonight. I got my little pen. I know everybody is waiting, and we're going to post up. And like I said, after y'all make y'all decision, we're going to play some music that's going to rock the I don't even know how to say it because I'm getting so enthused. But we gonna play some music that where the enemy is gonna be tormented. Let's put it that way. I'm finna make some loud noise. So,
all right.
We got the victory tonight. I'm telling you. So and we got it every day. It ain't just tonight, but we walking in victory. So right now, because I know you got to get up, Master Don, and travel and all of that. And I'm so excited about your video coming out. And, oh, I wish I could be in it. All right, y'all. So let's get a little laugh now. Take your little vitamins right now. Who us got? Uh-oh, when I hear that quietness. I already know what's going on. It's like when I hear that dead sound, it's like, uh-oh, I done made it rough, huh? Do we have the Phoenix anywhere? Do we have Alucci or Leaky or Padan?
For my first and second choice, my first choice would be the Dari Davis, and my second, the Bukami.
Oh, Bukami. Okay, the lady that sung O.T. Shea.
Yes, that's my second choice.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. You said your second, and your first one was who?
My first one was the Dari Davis.
Dari David. Okay, Dari David. All right, now let's see who you got, Caleb.
I got
hello.
Yeah, I can hear you very well.
Okay, the first song, I didn't catch his name. The first one.
Oh yeah, you talking about the Phoenix? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. What you opened up with? And also,
okay.
I was a little lost. There was two songs back to back. One was the Blood, I think.
The who? The Blood.
Yeah, some the Blood. I couldn't hear what he was saying.
Oh no, nah, I'm lost now. I don't know nothing about no Blood.
Hold on.
I don't know what you were listening to, but you were listening to my
check your messages.
He said the blood of soul. Wait a minute.
Can you hear me?
Oh, can you hear me? Yes, I can hear you now. I'm on my messages to see what's going on.
I sent you a text message with one of them.
Something with a B,
I think.
Let me see. I'm about to pull it up now. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I know you're talking about Bukimi. Okay.
Yeah, that's my second one. And then the song right after that one.
Okay, and then you said the third or the fourth. So then that was Pada.
Was it?
You said in this song is 3 and 4. So.
No, I wasn't sure if it was 3 or 4. The Bukimi or whatever. What was that one?
That's number 4. Okay.
Okay, and the song right after that one.
Okay, that was Padan.
What was the name of the song?
Oh boy, I don't even know. I can't even pronounce that.
Okay, well that's my three. It was the first one, Bukimi, I think it was, and right after that.
Okay, well it was Padan was the next one.
Okay, that's my three.
Yeah, that's the order. That's the order I had it in. So that's it right there. Okay, now Master Don, who do you have?
Oh my God!
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like Sophia. One thing I know about these countdown is not about who wins, because these are all great songs, and
yeah, they are.
I was really blessed tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Another thing is I always like to reason with the other judges, because I pick names when the music plays. So when I see judges going close to the same name that I have, I just let go, because someone must win. Somebody must win.
Yeah, that's
yeah,
true.
So I had about 5 names here, and the judge is already...
Well, let's get those 5. Then we gonna
yeah, I have 5 here, and they already given 3 from my 5. So I will just let go with the same 3. I have here Darry Davids, and I think the 2 judges already spoke about him.
Okay, Darry
Davids. Someone is speaking here. Yeah, and I have here the Bukumi.
Okay, Bukumi. Wow. Well, we know
yeah,
she must be in there, because all of y'all said her. Okay.
Yeah, I have here as well. I'm going to call my 5, then I'll bring out 3 from it. I have here the Phonics, the first one, the first guy, the first artist that came on.
Okay.
The Phonics. Win them in, something like that, you know.
So you got Darry David and Bukumi. That's it?
Yeah, and I have it as well, Elda Daniel, as I leave.
You got who?
Elda Daniel, as I leave.
Okay. Elda Daniel, right?
Yeah. And,
okay, Elda Daniel.
Yeah. And the last one I have here is St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Making it St. Paul, yes. I like the style is all about the African kind of song, in the it kind of bring it out from the secular to the gospel.
Yeah.
I like the concept. Yeah. So
yeah,
if I'm gonna choose the last 3 from these 5, for the fact that the judges already have Darry David, I will let Darry David go for number 1.
Oh, wow.
Then I would like Bukumi
somebody
go for number 2.
Somebody did a big oop in that background. It says,
I'll let Bukumi go for number 2. Then I'll give a break and let the other judges finish up.
All right, y'all. Now you hear what he said. He said Darry David for number 1, and Bukumi for Bukumi Kimi. Oh, bad his name.
Bukumi.
Bu- Bukimi. Bukum. Okay. We
yeah,
got
it.
All right. We got her for number two. That's what he said, and he said he letting y'all decide the rest. So what's going on, y'all? That's now Bukimi is in all of y'all vocabulary tonight. Cause Rayshawn, you said you liked her. Caleb, you said you liked her, and Mastodon said he liked her. So are y'all making her number one or two, or how y'all doing this?
I would say two, and go ahead and let Dari Davis be number one. That was my, you know, that's Mastodon's, not that's our exact.
Wow.
So.
Are you a, now? Wait a minute. Now, Caleb, did you hear that? So basically, Rayshawn is saying the same thing that Mastodon just said. He's saying Dari David number one and Bukimi number two. So what are you saying? Because I know you didn't say Dari David. You got the Phoenix. Somebody said, yeah, you said the Phoenix, the first one.
Defeated, yeah. That was actually my third choice, by the way, Tanya.
Your third. Okay, well, still, so what are we doing with him?
Defeated was number
because,
three.
Because, see, now you got him, and then Caleb is saying him. So that's two Phoenixes here. So somewhere, I don't know, are y'all putting him in with this? Is he going to be number one, two, three? We know we definitely got this Dari David and Bukimi. Am I right, Caleb? Are you agreeing with that?
Yep.
Okay, so are you agreeing with Phoenix, Master Dari?
Yeah,
because
sure.
Rayshawn just said the Phoenix was his third choice. Caleb said he was his first choice. So where do you go from there?
So we'll be running it like this. Dari David number one, Bukimi number two, Andy Phone is number three. Is that what you're saying? Are you asking me?
Is that what y'all saying? Are y'all saying you want the Phoenix to
sure.
be number three then?
Sure.
You agree with that, Caleb?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
That's fine with me.
You agree with that, Caleb, right?
Yeah, because he was like, I just set him in the order that they aired in, but he would have been I just set them in the order they ran in, but he would have been my third choice. So I'm with Rayshawn. My one and two would have been Boo, I can't think of her name, Bukimi.
Yeah.
And then the song after that would have been my one and two. And then Phoenix would have been last.
Okay, so then Phoenix it is then. Y'all saying Phoenix. I'm hearing Phoenix. And then Mastodon agreed to that. So that's it then. I guess we got first place is Dari David, second, Bukimi, and third, the Phoenix. Am I right? Is all of y'all in agreement? Yes or no?
Yes. I'm still going to say yes.
Look, well, Mastodon is saying, like, look, let's hurry up because I got to go to bed. He's like, I got to get up in the morning. Let's hurry up. Y'all know I'm very silly. But he said agreed real quick. No, but for real, it is well. This was not a rush decision this time, so I thank God for that because the last time it looked like it was just hurrying up and being rushed. So we still got a few more minutes to party on these airwaves on tonight. We got a few minutes, and Mastodon, you need to go get you some rest.
Okay.
And we thank God for you calling in, and I appreciate
all right.
you too. I want to let you know that I appreciate you. You are very dear to me, and I thank God for you.
Thank you. God bless you.
All right, and Rayshawn, love you. Caleb, love you. Thank God for y'all. And if y'all want to, Rayshawn, you can still, you and Caleb, y'all don't have to hang up. I can put y'all phone on mute. And if y'all want to ride to the rest of the sound for this last part, I mean, y'all welcome to do that.
Amen.
Uh-oh, wait a minute.
I'm getting into my battery die.
Huh?
I said I'm riding until my battery die.
Wait a minute. We ain't finna ride to nothing in a minute because it looked like to me my what you call this, cursor or whatever this thing is like stuck.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I got it. I think I got it. Wait a minute. Let's see what's going on.
I think the Lord stands getting rest for everyone. Maybe that's what he's speaking.
Okay, well, we just got shut down. I don't know what just happened.
Amen.
The
Lord says it's over with.
Ain't no amen. It looks like I'm going to have to be in concert. No, ain't no amen. Oh, I know what happened. Do y'all know? Now, I can't believe we're doing this live on radio, but, you know, we have to because it's nothing else I can do. Do y'all know how, I guess, the thing check out for viruses or whatever, and it, like, automatically shuts you down?
Oh, wow.
Or whatever it does, that's what it looks like is happening. I'm not sure what just happened, but everything went just dead, and it's just saying shutting down. That's all.
Well,
I think
the Lord is saying everybody needs to do like Master Don and get some rest.
Yes, but what do you do when you got 20 more minutes left on the program? People are still listening. You can't just shut down like that. Somebody better start singing. Can't.
That's on Master Don, one of his singles.
Huh?
So you gotta tell Master Don to start singing himself to sleep.
Well, it looks like my whole computer is shut down for real. This ain't no joke. So I'm gonna have to turn it back on and see what just happened to us. But
Master Don anointing on it.
I know, because I can't even click your phones on mute. I can't do anything. I'm going back online to see what just happened. So I'm on here now to just see what went on. And I guess we'll be back shortly, or we may have to close down. I'm not sure. But I'm going to see what happens. But, Rayshawn, can you share a testimony about what God is doing while I'm trying to get back on here or something and find out what's happening? Can you share a testimony about what's been going on, what God is doing?
Wow, yeah, for sure. Well, as most people know, I've been praying for my wife for about 10 years now, you know, for my future wife. And just to make the story, shorter, or long story short, is that God has allowed me to be with the woman that he purposed me to be. And so, you know, we're starting a new
chapter.
Not live, no. Friends, but, you know, we both know that God has called us for each other and created us for him, but for each other as well. And so it's just a blessing to build on that relationship that God has allowed us to have and to really found it on him. So we're excited, and it's been a blessing to be with the woman that I've been praying for years, even though I didn't know her, even though I didn't know when I would meet her. But God has allowed me to finally have her, and so it's been such a blessing.
Wow. And you said, now, you know what? You need, because there's a lot of men out there saying they tired of being single, and they want somebody. So can you encourage them? Say something encouraging. What did you just say happened? I do believe you said you were praying for your wife, and the person that you prayed for, how did that happen? I mean, you know, what went on?
Well, you know, I've been through some stuff in my life and that God has really brought me out of and delivered me from. And ever since I was 12 years old, even though I wasn't worried about being in a relationship, I was just praying for my wife. I've been living for God for about 12 years now. And I was just like, you know, God, one day I want to have a great wife who loves you, who's in love with you, who keeps you first, and who will be my partner in ministry, not just the wife. And so I've been praying for, like I said, for almost 10 years now. And even though I went through some stuff a few years back, I never quit praying. I never lost the faith. I continued to trust in God and hold God to the promise that he made me. And so last year, I had to share my testimony at a church out in Tecumseh, Michigan. And so when I was there, I was walking in the door, and she was walking in behind me. And I turned around, and I saw her, and right there, the Holy Spirit said, "That's your wife." And I was
wow.
So excited. This girl was beautiful. Oh, my. Like, this girl was better than a top model. You hear me? She's, you know what I mean, just really beautiful. But more importantly, I saw that she had a heart for God, and I saw
yeah.
that she had a desire and a fire for the Lord, and so that attracted me to her even more. And when God told me that that was my wife, I'm like, wow, Lord. Like, you, dude, you outdid yourself, God. Like, when you created her, wow. And so, so a year had passed, and, you know, earlier this year I told her that that I liked her. And she was like, well, you know, I'm not interested in anyone. I just really want to focus on God, you know, and just really work my relationship with the Lord. And I didn't lose hope because I knew what God told me. And he's a man that he cannot lie, and he sure didn't lie to me. And so I said, okay, God, I know what you told me, so I'm just going to leave it to you. I tried to add her on Facebook. She denied my request. I tried to text her. She would never text back. I said, God, what's going on? Like, I know what you said. And so anyway, I told her in May how I felt about her. She said, oh, that was sweet, but, you know, I'm just focused on God. And so what the Lord was doing was he was allowing us to build a friendship, and a pure friendship at that, a friendship that was going to be founded on him. And so over the past 3 months, we've been talking as friends, but the whole time I knew that that was my wife. And so a few weeks ago, we were on the phone, and, you know, she was going through something, and she felt like that her body was going to give out because the enemy's been really trying to mess with her health lately. And she said, Rashawn, I just feel like I'm not going to make it. You know, I feel like I'm about to leave. I can't do this. My body is really, you know, in pain. And I said, no, God has so much in store for you. And there's a lot that hadn't, you know, that hadn't been fulfilled yet for your life. And so she was, you know, I continued to encourage her. And I said, look, here's the deal. The Lord said that you're my wife, and that's how it is. And then she said, oh, and we paused for a minute, and she said, you know, I've been waiting on you to say that. And she said, I'm so glad that you said it. I've been looking forward to you saying that and telling me that. And I just began to see, I was like, oh, my gosh, everything that I tried to do in my own willpower, God did it in his time. And had we been together earlier this year or earlier last year, it wouldn't have been the right season. And I want to encourage people that just because, and it's not even about a relationship, just because something ain't going right in your life right now, or you know that God promised you something and it don't look like it's going to happen, I want to encourage you to continue to trust in God and continue to hold God to that promise that he made you. Okay, think about it. Abraham, he had to wait all those years to get his promised son. Yeah, he had Ishmael, but guess what? The promise was Isaac. And then not only that, but God told him to sacrifice that. And when Abraham was willing to sacrifice that and say, okay, you know what? You gave me this promise, so it belongs to you anyway. And then God stopped him just before Isaac was sacrificed. And I just want to say that don't give up. That promise that God made you, be willing to sacrifice it because it was he who gave it to you. And secondly, you have to love the Lord and trust in God at all times. And it's so important to know about seasons because when you're in your season, then things will work out. But the moment that you're not in season and you step out of your season, then things will die off because, you know, a flower can't bloom in the winter. It wasn't, that's not the season for that. But when you're in the springtime and you're a flower and you begin to bloom, then you will bring forth much fruit. But when you're trying to do stuff in the wintertime and or the summertime that doesn't supposed to happen in the summer, then things get messed up. So I just want to really encourage you all that God hears your prayers. He knows your prayers before you even pray them. He's faithful, and he will deliver on his word. So continue to trust in God and know what his word says. And you know what? Not only did I just find a Proverbs 31, but I found my Proverbs 31. I didn't find the right and compatible person for me, but I found the person that God created for me so we can serve him together.
What? Wow.
My God.
Yes, that's awesome. That is awesome.
Awesome.
We're back on, y'all. You know what I did? That was meant for you to say. I believe that's why things happen for a reason, because everything got stuck, and it was meant for you to say that, Caleb, because now I'm getting a lot of messages like I am encouraged. I found out what the problem was on the computer, why it shut down and why nothing was moving. I locked the cursor.
I'm getting ready to lose, y'all. I hate to go, but I got to run, y'all, so
Rayshon, I'm going to call you in a minute. Cause
yeah, that was awesome. That was awesome.
Yes, sir.
Hey, we got a wedding, y'all.
But hey, Tanya, guess what?
What?
Now, I told Rayshon maybe this was a month ago, that he was actually next in line after me to get married.
Oh, wow.
Tell me if I'm lying, Rayshon. I said it's going to go me, and then depending on how Sharon thing go, it's going to go her, but Rayshon is probably going to be next. And he like, nah, I'm going to probably be like 25. I'm like, whatever.
Oh,
and I ain't talked to
wow.
him since that I have not talked to him since that conversation. Am I lying,
wow.
Rayshon? Am I lying?
Well, no, you're telling the truth.
Okay. All right. I'm through. I got to
wow.
go. Come here,
boy. All right, then. God bless you, Caleb.
I'm excited.
All right.
Talk to y'all.
All right. Rayshon, that was powerful. And I thank God. Like I said, things happen for a reason. So evidently it was meant for this to happen, for that testimony to, you know, come out. So
yeah.
I'm telling you, it had to be, it was meant. And so I just thank God. Wow. I'm telling you, that was just powerful. So we just thank God. We thank God. And like I said, we're back up, y'all, to play. At least we got some music going off. We're going to have some time for some music to go off. We're going to play Ernest Darko. It's a worship African medley on tonight. And so, Rayshon, is there anything else you would like to say before we sign off?
No, it was a great, we had a great show today, and I just want to encourage all the artists to continue to seek the Lord and do what he calls you to do. Great music, and yeah, I love you all, and God bless you.
All right, God bless you too then, brother. Thanks a lot. We'll talk later.
Love you.
All right, love you too. All right, y'all heard that wonderful testimony, so y'all men, go get your bride. Yes. Wow, I'm telling you. Oh my God. But we thank God. And so it's all good. Yeah. But we thank God, and I'm telling you. It's on and popping, y'all. So we want to say, God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet on the radio again. Oh, God be with you. God be with you. God be with you until we meet again. All right, y'all don't know about that, y'all. That is old school, man. We used to sing that in church back in the day. I was a little girl. And my parents and them, everybody in the church used to sing that, God be with you. They were whole hands until we meet again in the meeting. And so that I had to sing that. I thank God for y'all. And so we we thank God. No, Master Don, your anointing didn't shut the computers off. It was the angel's finger touching. I locked out something by mistake. But we thank God for Master Don. We want to say, God bless you, Master Don. We love you. We love you, Caleb Foster. We love you, Rayshon Wilder. And we love you all that tuned in on tonight. We thank God for you for listening to the Top 12 Countdown with the Angels of Melody Nations Live. Again, our winners, we're going to be posting them up in just a second. I'll be posting their pictures and everything. But we thank God for Dari David, Bukimi, and the Phoenix. We thank God, and we just want to say God bless you. We're going to end this with Ernest Darko and African Medley. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.
Unto the Lord be the glory. Blessings he has done.
name.